You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, the role of education is empowering boys and ensuring equal access to education opportunities is of paramount importance. Education is not only a fundamental human right, but also a key drive of social and economic progress. Pastor Chitimba is joining us on the line to speak about all things education of our boy children. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks, and how are you?
I am good, Pastor. I hope that we are finding you well this morning.
Yes, I'm well. And thank you for inviting me to the program.
Lovely, my pastor. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer to our kind and loving Father who is in heaven. We thank you for the gift of life, and we thank you for this conversation that we are going to be having on radio. We pray that may your spirit lead, and may you touch our minds so that whatever is going to be spoken here is going to impact our lives and transform them for the better, for this life and the life to come. And this is our humble prayer in Jesus' lovely name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, Pastor, we're living in a, these days, I don't know they're in Zim, but in fact, I think it's a global thing, hey, where we're speaking about the girl child empowerment, women empowerment, everything girl child. And somehow, you know, we neglect the boy child intentionally or unintentionally so. But how important is education to a boy child?
Education is equally important to every child, especially the boy child, because nowadays, actually, let me quote a verse from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "The fear of the what of knowledge or of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." So as much as education is important for a girl child, it is also important for a boy child.
Mm.
Because education now, it informs them how to handle themselves as citizens of this world, and also to be able to represent their family. Because I'm speaking to those who believe in God. But education actually, it informs you how you are supposed to handle yourself around your peers, around your family members, around the government, and around your belief. So it's equally important. It's quite unfortunate that for the past years, the girl child has been empowered more than the boy child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, you know...
So, what I'm saying is that it's important.
Yeah. So, we've seen...
Okay, you can go ahead.
Yeah. We know that, you know, whenever we're getting education, it's the same for boys and girls. Even when we're looking, for example, even when we take it for outside of the classroom, the pathfinders, they are certain sections the way they divide, but even when we take it there, like the education is the same for everyone. Do you think that we should have particular education, like gender responsive education, where we're saying this we're strictly teaching boys, this we're strictly teaching girls, so that it may help in their development, or it's okay that we as girls also know what the boys know, and the boys also know what the girls know?
Yeah, I think there should be a balance. We should know how to strike the balance, because there's a favorite, right?
We are losing
you. She actually encourages that. I'm saying it's we should be able to balance. If we say a boy is supposed only to do those duties that are supposed to be done by a boy, then it means probably they will not spread their bed, they will not wash their, they will not cook, because normally they are done by girls. So know that we have a challenge. Let's say they get married and the wife fell sick. Who is going to be helping? Let's say for that moment you don't have a helpmate or, a housemate. Who's going to do the duties? Or maybe your wife fall pregnant. So it's quite important for boys also to learn the duties of women, and also women to learn at least basics to change the globe, or maybe to change, to put water in the car, to check the oil. Yeah, so we need to strike a balance.
Pastor, before we continue, if you can just move around
However, there are specific duties for boys. Are not suitable for ladies. For example, a lady cannot take a pick and dig in the garden because they are less in terms of power than men. And also biblically, a man and a woman are different in their makeup. As much as we are saying they should be able to do and what women do, there are certain things that a man cannot do. For example, a man cannot bear a child, but a man can change a diaper. A man can actually feed a child through a sucking bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are following.
Yes, I'm following, Pastor. I wanted to say, if you can just move around a bit, the line is, so there are parts where we can't hear you, where it goes silent. So if you can just move a bit, maybe to the left or to the right, so that we can have the proper sound.
Okay, you can hear me now.
Yes, it's clear, Pastor. And I'm hearing you, and I wanted to come in there. You know, when you're saying that there's certain things that the girl child cannot do, these days we might argue that, Pastor, that we can also take a peek, you know, and go to the fields and do what the boys do. But I get the comparisons in which you're making, saying that there are certain things that, but does that mean that we shouldn't be taught, even though we can't do it, but shouldn't we be taught?
Yeah, it's necessary to be taught. It's necessary to be taught. They shouldn't be a competition between a boy child and a girl child.
Mm.
They should also learn to respect each other.
Mm.
Yeah, because when a woman knows to do almost everything that a man does, then to some extent she would say that I don't need a man in my life because I can do everything on my what, on my own.
But ah, Fundisi. I disagree. Pastor, I disagree. Are you then saying that if a boy child, for example, they know how, I get a swing about the boy child, right? If a boy child knows how to cook, how to clean, how to iron, how to do basically all the house chores, are you saying that now they will say, okay, I don't need a wife in my life?
No, they won't say that. But I'm just saying that they should, if they are taught to do the duties of a boy child or a girl child, they should then know how to balance the education,
okay,
so that they will not look down upon the opposite sex because they now know how to do those things. Mm. As long as they are balanced in their mind, then it's fine. What I'm trying to conscientize our young people is that once they are empowered, they should then know how to humble themselves with the knowledge that they have.
Mm.
Not to say, after all, I can do whatever boys can do. So there'll be more like a competition or looking down upon each other because of that. That's the kind of argument I'm trying to put across.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't know if you're following.
Yeah. All right, Pastor. I will concede for now.
Yes.
So, you, going on, you know, with this boy education, you know, when a boy is educated or when they receive education, does it help with in addressing gender stereotypes like what we're speaking about now? And as also, does it help them, you know, with critical thinking where they're able to deal with situations?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does, because you know what, in life, you have to be yourself.
Mm.
You are not supposed to be a reflection of other people.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as you would want to follow someone, but you should also preserve your individuality. So when we interact, for example, when we interact at school, you meet different types of people who think differently and act differently.
Mm.
Are you following?
Yes, Pastor.
So it's very important then to strike a balance whereby you don't want to be you are learning from different pools. You should be able to then stand up and become distinct, to be yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's very, very important. Because why? If God wanted duplicates, God creating us differently.
Mm-hmm.
It means that everyone should impact the world in a way that another person cannot do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So it's very important then to interact and to discover who you are and to be. And to impact others in the talents and in the gift that God has placed on you as an individual.
Mm.
I don't know if I've answered you on that one.
Yes, Pastor. So there is a little bit of a delay in our conversation, Pastor. I believe it's because of the network. So sometimes when I'm quiet, you know, I'm really waiting for you and then you're waiting for me. And then there is a bit of a delay. I get that. So, but does education help with emotional intelligence where you get to learn as men, as boys, you know, how to love, how to use your emotions proper?
Yeah, it does. It does, because education, you know, when we interact at school, like I said before, when we interact at school, we come across different types of calibers,
mm-hmm,
of people. So in terms of learning, we also learn that people react differently in different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
What is emotional intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
So emotional intelligence is you are able to, it's the ability to react in different circumstances.
Mm.
To be able to make your own decisions, which is very important, which we can also learn by interacting in the environment of acquiring education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, if you isolate yourself and say, "I'm going to stay alone," then you are depriving yourself from that experience of knowing how other people react in certain circumstances.
Mm.
They are positive, of course, and negative reaction towards emotions. There are some people when they are when they are angered, they burst and say a lot of bad things. But there are some who become calm and know how to handle situation, especially when they are old and they want to marry. It's very important then to be emotionally mature. Because also emotional mature comes through education.
Yeah.
Comes through learning. Because there's no way that you can just wake up in the blue and know how to react or how to handle situation without you learning. So every stage of life, we impart knowledge and we get knowledge through different types of institutions. Like for example, our primary institution is at home. And then our secondary institution might be at church. And then at school and maybe at workplace. So those institutions, they then help you to know how to control your emotions.
Okay.
So that at the end of the day, you have an emotional intelligence. Mm. And many people nowadays, they are lacking that. They say things without them thinking first, and then later on they regret, or sometimes they do things out of impulse, and then later on they think. So they should take it as an opportunity to acquire knowledge through their interaction with their teachers, with their parents, with the community, with the church and the workplace. Wherever they go, they should take it as an opportunity to learn something. You are following?
The men will come for you, Pastor, and the boys will
also let me also add by saying, maybe on this one I would then answer the following questions that you said. Is it important for a boy child to have a mentor? You know Joseph, Jesus' father, he used to mentor him in the carpentry warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah, he was taught how to make tables. He was taught how to make whatever furniture. So his father, in a way, he was his mentor. And also Timothy, he had Paul for mentorship. Paul used to say to Timothy, "Do not let anyone think less of you because you are a young person." And to do whatever they want with you because of your age.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So Paul was then there for the growth. He was mentoring him to become a man. Mentors in our, we need those mentors in our lives. Yeah, because if we don't have those, then sometimes our education will not be complete. We'll be lacking in some areas. Like, for example, I'm still a student pastor. There are some senior pastors in the ministry whom I look up to. And sometimes when I am approached with someone asking me a difficult question or I'm in a dilemma, I don't know what to do, I can always consult them so that they can guide me. So even young mothers, the Bible says older women teach young what? Women. So it's part of mentorship. So almost everything in life, we come to this world with an empty mind. So now we'll be imparted knowledge. So education will then assist us to make sound decisions and be able to evaluate and to critique. There's also, if I remember correctly, there was also a question which you asked about critical thinking.
Yes.
Yes. So when you are told something, and you have to critique it, and to be able to see whether this is good for me. It might be good for another person, but it might not be good for me. And I'll be able to also critique to see, is it true or not? Because I want facts. Are you following?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. So someone who has acquired education or who has visited our institutions of learning, he's different from someone who did not even visit school at all. Because normally when someone is considered educated, society expect much from them, because they know that they've been learning. So they are waiting now to see whether the learning process has it managed to accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish.
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, because an educated person should react in circumstances in a way that will show that this really is an educated person.
Pastor, we do have educated people who behave otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they lack wisdom now. Because you can be an educated fool.
Oh.
it's very possible. Because we have, for example, doctors who can then teach you that smoking is not good for your health. But once they diagnose you can see them during lunch hour holding a cigarette and smoking. So it means they have the knowledge, but they don't know how to apply that knowledge for their benefit. So you are an educated fool in other way. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, because we have people like Moses. Remember, Moses he was learned in the school of Egypt. But when he was given a chance to choose between him becoming the king of God, he was able to make a sound decision to say, "I would rather go with people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a moment." Do you get what I'm saying? And also, when we read the book of Daniel, chapter 1, we come across four guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and also Daniel. These people were educated. They know science, and also they would know how to react in situation. They know how to apply their acquired education. So the purpose of education is to bring people out of darkness into light. Are we together?
Yeah.
So if you are then learning and you are not producing the fruits of learning, then you are as good as someone who is not learned at all.
Yeah. Okay. Pastor, I believe that the parents have heard the importance of educating the children, and they will do so. Thank you, you know, for coming through. I know we can go on and on and on, but our time has run out. I'm going to ask Pastor that, can you please pray that we may offer this boy children the right education that they need?
Okay, thank you. Maybe before I pray, I wanted to end by saying that the purpose of education is to make us productive in this life. And when this life has come to the end, we are looking for the life after, where we are waiting for the second coming of Christ.
Mm.
So we should be able to balance, to be good citizens of this world and also of the citizens of the world to come. Because you can be educated, but once you miss becoming obedient and God-fearing, then your education world only, but it will not take you to the world to what? To come.
Mm.
So shall we bow our heads in the word of prayer?
Yes, sir.
To our kind and loving Father who is in heaven, we want to thank you for the time that you have given us. We understand that we are human. Sometimes when we say things, we might offend others, but it was not our intention to offend any. We pray that you bless the parents and continue to give them finances to sponsor their children to go and acquire knowledge. May you bless our boys, help them to be good boys, and help them to be good citizens. And may you continue to guide them, and may you continue to bless them, and continue to help them to discover who they are, what they are best at, and help them to offer their selves of service to this world and to the world to come. May you bless our radio station, and may you bless each and everyone who was listening to our conversation. For this is our humble prayer, and we thank you for receiving it, because we have prayed it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And my pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Till we chat again next time.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.